I think that's a dangerous thought process to be in when you're writing anything. I think you've got to accept that if you just keep moving forward and you keep writing new songs, that some of them are going to pop out of the mix and be what people remember you for or not.
If anyone knows about writing great songs and dodging the pressures of past success, it's Neil Finn. His band, Crowded House, was one of the most memorable bands to come out of the 80s and still remains relevant and innovative today. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. After 14 years apart, Crowded House finally reunited to put out a new record in 2007. A lot happened to the band in that time, from musical side projects to the death of original drummer Paul Hester in 2005. But in the wake of tragedy, friends came together, and longtime bandmates Neil Finn, Nick Seymour, and Mark Hart joined new member Matt Sherrod as Crowded House on the album Time on Earth, which was applauded by critics. The All Music Guide described the release as a haunting yet comforting affair, calling the reunion utterly worthy. During a visit with Claudia Marshall at FUV, Neil Finn and the guys explained a few of the hows and whys of their comeback.
Let me play devil's advocate and ask you, why reunite?
Well, it's a reconnection in many ways. I mean, it's just the terminology I'm playing with now, but we started playing music again. In the first instance, Nick Seymour over here in resplendent shirt, teal and blue.
It is lovely.
He and I started playing music at the beginning of last year again. We hadn't played for 10 years, and in the course of a whole lot of new songs coming through, it became more and more deeply ingrained in the process, and the collaboration came to the fore, and it felt good to have a collaborator and a friend in the room. And it just by the end of that period, we had a bunch of songs recorded, and I made the phone call to Nick and said, look, it feels like a band again. Do you want to be in a band again? And he was right up for it, and then we immediately rang Mark Hart. At that stage, we considered being called in something different, but then we thought, why would we confuse the public even more? You know, we have Hart, and we have the will for being Crowded House again. Now we need to find a really, really good drummer. And we have Mr. Matt Sherrod sitting on the drum kit, and he is our brilliant drummer.
In a church house 10 miles out of town, is the devil gonna track me down? You travel through a tunnel in the trees, just remember that's how you get to me.
Put your finger on what it is that makes a song, a Crowded House song, as distinct from, say, a Neil Finn song or a Finn Brothers song.
It's just the presence of the band in it, in the mix. And it's sometimes it's as little as just the sound of everybody playing their instruments on my song is gives it a character, and sometimes it's because we worked it up from something slight in the rehearsal room to something that really contained a lot of energy and spirit from everybody. But yeah, it's the people in the room, and that's what bands are, really, ultimately. If I'm in the room doing a song, it could be the same song. Doing it on my own, it'll just turn out sounding different.
So a Crowded House song is basically any song that Crowded House performs.
Yes, in a way, but it's similar to describing Vegemite to people from the United States. It defies definition.
Crowded House classic, Fall at Your Feet, recorded live in the FUV studios. Hear the complete conversation and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.